Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day that the Lord has made. We give Jesus the glory. Let me encourage you from this beautiful scripture of 2 Kings chapter 3 and verse 25. 2 Kings 3:25, it says, they destroyed the cities and each man threw stones on every good field until it was covered. They stopped up every spring and cut down every good tree. Only Kir Haraseth was left with stones in place, but men with slings surrounded it and attacked it as well. Men with slings, or the other translation says the slingers surrounded and attacked it. My dear brothers and sisters, in the Old Testament times, slingers were people who defeated others by slinging stones and blocking their wells by throwing mud and rocks into them, and wells of water that were essential to their survival. Today, mudslingers are people who make malicious attacks against others. Now, chances are that you may have encountered some mudslingers yourself and even suffered at their hands. So the question is, what should you do? Very important, right? What should you do? Avoid them because they are dangerous. You can't mud wrestle with a pig without getting dirty. Remember that. Not only will the pig win, he will enjoy the fight. And if you yourself have become a slinger, here is a portion of the scripture you would do well to read and keep in mind all the time. All right, so note that scripture. It is the book of Isaiah, chapter 58, verses 9 to 11. Very important. As we are fasting and praying for 40 days, the Lord will encourage you to introspect your lives, to cleanse you from deep within, to purify you and to purge you, right? So the scripture says, if you stop making trouble for others, then your light will shine in the darkness. That means you will begin to get attention from and have influence with the right people. The Lord will always lead you. That means you will begin to make the right moves. He will satisfy your needs in dry lands, right? He will give you success in the most unlikely places and in spite of adverse circumstances, and will give you strength to your bones, cause you to live a long and a healthy life. That is what the Bible says, and the scripture says to us when we fast and pray, that we will stop making trouble for others. Now, there is a benefit package worth working for. So my dear brothers and sisters, guard your thoughts because they become your words. Guard your words because they become your actions. And guard your actions because they become your character. And guard your character because it determines the level of God's blessing in your life. Hallelujah. So remember, my dear brothers and sisters, to be encouraged today, okay? Don't be a mudslinger. Don't be a person who is creating trouble for others, but be a blessing. That's what the Lord has called us. And how can we be a blessing? By praying, by saying, Lord, my heart is yours. Change me, transform me, make me brand new. Make me, O Lord God Almighty, the way you are, holy and blameless in holiness. And give me the grace that I will use my mouth, I'll use my lips to bless. My heart and my mouth will bless the Lord and bless God's people, and that the name of Jehovah will be glorified. Amen? Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this morning, and we give you the praise and the glory and honor and dominion because it all belongs to you. Abba Father, give us the grace that we'll refine our character before your presence in these days of our introspection and these days of our examining our own lives before your word, before your blood, and before your spirit. Abba Father God, your word tells us that your word is a mirror in which we can look ourselves and change ourselves, O Father. And Lord, we'll have, O Father, and attire ourselves correctly to present ourselves as ambassadors of Christ before the world. Today, Lord, empower us, enable us, equip us, and lead us. Lord, today as your flock steps out into their jobs, into their businesses, and running the errands for the day, you will bless them. You will keep them from the enemy. You will enlarge their territory, increase their borders, and take away every pain from their midst, O Father. Flourish and prosper them because they are yours. I pray for the ones, those who may be sick in our midst, O Father. We know that sickness does not come from you. It is the will of the Father that we will be healed and made whole. Therefore, I take authority over every sickness and I command it to get out from the body of Christ in Jesus' name. And Lord, I thank you that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. We give you all the praise and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.